USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump gave a speech in Atlanta on Friday.
We're going to make 2020 a chance. We're going to give it really something. We're going to make it a chance that you take, but it's not a chance because you know exactly what's happening.
But the president's visit to Atlanta brought protesters. The impeachment inquiry released two more transcripts in which top national security officials described the tension over backdoor efforts to deal with Ukraine run by Rudy Giuliani and endorsed by the president. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman also said there was no question that the president was proposing a trade, an Oval Office visit by Ukraine's president for a public investigation of Joe Biden and his son. On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow was up 6, the S&P up 8, and the NASDAQ up 41. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The CDC has released the latest report on the number of deaths associated with vaping. John Clemens reports.
The CDC reports the number of cases appears to be on a downward trend, but some states continue to be hard hit by the number of cases. Dr. Ann Schuchat is the deputy director of the CDC.
There are now 2,051 cases of e-cigarette or vaping product-associated lung injury reported from 49 states, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Unfortunately, 39 people have died from this condition as of November 5th, and we are aware that additional investigations are ongoing.
Paperwork filled out in Alabama puts billionaire Michael Bloomberg on the way towards a presidential run in 2020. An advisor to the former New York City mayor says Bloomberg plans to skip early voting states if he launches a presidential bid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ben & Jerry's is being sued for false advertising. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The lawsuit filed by environmental activist James Ehlers says Ben & Jerry's misleads customers about the type of milk and cream used in its products. Its parent company, Unilever, markets Ben & Jerry as being made with cream and milk sourced from happy cows, suggesting that they're part of a humane, caring dairy program. The lawsuit claims only a small amount of the Ben & Jerry's ice cream contains milk from farms that participate in that caring dairy program.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.